Fresh Art International presents Fresh Talk, conversations about creativity in the 21st century.
How you doing, ma'am?
Really tired.
I guess traveling take a lot out of you. You've been traveling a long ways, not just around the corner.
I'm Kathy Bird, and this is Fresh Talk with artist Tamika Norris. Tamika just produced her first feature-length film. She plays herself in Mika Jean, How She Got Good. Her narrative has a lot in common with The Moviegoer, a novel by Walker Percy. Like Walker Percy, Tamika grew up in North America's deep south and went away to seek her fortune. Like Bing Spoling, the book's protagonist, Mika Jean reveals what it means when New Orleans is the city you come home to.
I wanted to make a film, somehow document, like a film installation, and somehow document the process of what it means to come back home. The story is about a character who is like turning 30 and having these sort of life, you know, revelations, is just coming out of the Korean War and is moving back home to New Orleans around Mardi Gras. So it's this idea of like, you know, hovering over yourself, over your life, seeing how people see you, seeing others seeing you, and those sort of bizarre relationships that happen when you become very detached from a place and space and then return.
Scene 18, coming by.
Producing a feature-length film has been the artist's most ambitious project ever.
I really saw my experience as a parallel to that, what it means to come home. And more than anything, too, I think, although I'm very proud of the final product, the process of making these art objects, the process of making the film, having over 20 people on payroll at any given time, new experiences, things that I've never had to deal with as an artist.
Tamika's film debuted during the international exhibition Prospect 3 New Orleans in 2014. When we meet her at the May Gallery, a nonprofit art space in the district of New Orleans known as the Upper Ninth Ward, Tamika is dressed in character. She's wearing bright, specially designed clothes and a hat topped off with a giant bow. Inside the multi-chambered space, there's handmade seating to match. Soft and inviting beanbag chairs pieced together with the same shiny fabrics.
These were sewn by a lovely woman named Jarita Johnson, who also designed the hat with my materials. And she's kind of helping me bring more of a visual language to Mika Jean through this sewing and through allowing me to have sort of sculptural objects that I can wear. I mean, I kind of see them as like just three-dimensional versions of what a lot of my paintings have looked like or look like. Being here in New Orleans, it made me think about accessibility to work and thinking a lot about my students, for example. I teach at Dillard University and I've done lectures at Xavier. These are two historically black colleges. Or my grandmother interacting with a painting and going, well, she's looking at it on a wall, but maybe something more tangible and usable is maybe another way to approach making things. Because visual language is something you have to learn. It's really a privilege, right? It's sort of an elite characteristic to be able to have visual language and to break down imagery in that way. And so now that we're sitting here talking, I feel like I wanted to make the work in a very simple way, just accessible. And what's more accessible than just like a chair?
A beanbag chair.
A beanbag chair. Absolutely.
We enter a darkened room where a film projection fills one entire wall. At the edge of our view, in an adjacent space, there's a flickering grid of monitors.
The feature is an 80-minute film.
Wow.
Yeah, and so then there are three other channels that are sort of what I'm calling environment, which are interiors and exteriors between London, New York, obviously lots of New Orleans and Mississippi. And these are the four places in the last year that I've been. And there's another channel that is sort of the rehearsal. And it kind of, so once you watch the feature, everything sort of breaks down once you exit that space. So you're seeing the environments and you're seeing the takes. And what does it mean to perform oneself, one take, two takes, three takes? And it, and I believe it plays with the believability or non-believability of what's happening in the narrative itself. There were no professional actors in the film. Everyone that is in the film, they play themselves essentially. My grandparents play my grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Let somebody else cry about it.
The taxi driver is just a taxi driver, and we just prompted him 5 minutes before. Like, we called a taxi, like you just call a taxi, and we just go, hey, so I'm an artist, and we just want to remake the fact that I'm coming home from London right now. And can we shoot this, and will you sign this release?
Some people go to the prom. Some people go to the bed. It's a crazy world.
You see the character in London doing interviews. You see the character have a horrible panic attack. You see her go to New York and put on a show, and then you see her come get out of the taxi, and now she's just arriving home.
Is this your home?
This is my home. It's right up the street.
Tamika portrays a range of characters in her performance art, but this time, to play a version of herself, she reached back to her childhood.
Tamika Janine is my first and middle name. So Mika Jean is a name that was given to me as a very young child. It's the name that maybe somebody would yell if I needed to get back in the house right now. Thinking back to my childhood, there was a part of me that was always been quite performative. Actually, a couple of years ago on a birthday, my mother made the scrapbook for me, and it was images of me from an infant and then throughout my life, up until like maybe the teenage years. And looking at images of me when I was 3 and 4, I would make up costumes and, you know, sing in the brush. And I was a ham. I very much wanted the spotlight. And that went away for a very long time. With this film, I'm hoping to expose some of myself. I mean, I certainly believe it happens, but I thought, before I made this film, that you would see a polished version. I thought the person that I would be introducing, Mika Jean, would be the version who's in the Too Good For You music video. She's having fun. She's wild. She's, you know, not a care in the world. That was who I thought Mika Jean would evolve to be. But I realized that I had to sit a little bit longer in the evolution.
After earning art degrees at the University of Southern California and Yale School of Art, and presenting her work in the U.S. and abroad, coming home is complicated.
I left as a teenager, right? Under, you know, lower socioeconomic, kind of vulnerable, no education, just a statistic type young woman of color, moved to Los Angeles, moved out of a small town to a big city, and any possible mishap happened, right? But then returning and coming back as an Ivy League educated, world traveled, you know, internationally showing artist, it's a big adjustment, not just for other people, but for me. I think the title, ironically, is quite complicated because getting good is so relative. And I think I very naively approached this thinking, you know, well, I have my Ivy League degree and I'm gonna come move back home and I'm gonna, you know, come make change and I'm gonna be here and it's gonna be so easy. And getting good, you know, I'm out of school, I'm gonna find a man to love me, I'm gonna start making the best artwork I've ever made in my life. And lo and behold, that's just not quite how life works. Coming back home, I kind of did revert that mentally to this other space based on being around my family or based on being in a certain neighborhood. And it's really challenging. And I've had to really think about, how do I want to be treated when I walk into a room? How do I want to be treated as a woman who's conducting business? How do I want to be treated if I'm not being treated fairly or respectfully in a room? Then I will create a new room.
on this show.
I'm so proud of this project, like what it is, but how I have grown as a person through this process is, it's huge. And I could have never expected that that would be the biggest outcome.
Aware that her life is a work in progress, Tamika often refers to herself in third person.
I think Tamika Norris is still very uncomfortable with her newfound privilege, with her newfound education and ability to articulate in ways that maybe the younger version of myself was not. And I think Mika Jean is like, girl, yeah, of course. You earned this. You deserve this. You work for this. How she got good, it becomes rhetorical, because I think if there is a landing point, then it means that it's done. But I think I don't get good. I just get better.
Tell me what you want the viewers to get from the experience. What is your goal with the piece?
That's a good question. You know, I'm still asking this work what it wants. What is it? Where is it going? So I don't quite know yet. I'm still figuring that out.
I'm Kathy Bird, and this is Fresh Talk Tamika Norris. To learn more about Tamika's work and hear other podcasts in this series, visit freshartinternational.com.
This Fresh Talk podcast is a feature of freshartinternational.com. We'd love to hear from you on Facebook and Twitter, where you'll find us at freshartintl. Remember, you can subscribe to this series for free on iTunes, and all the episodes are downloadable for public radio broadcast on prx.org. Stay tuned for more Fresh Talk.